This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on your mind.
And we're winning. All right, getting Alex 5 more minutes. Then I've got a cringe-worthy collection of Nancy Pelosi and her mental meltdowns. No one has put these together yet. This is emblematic of the collapse of the establishment, but we've got to be good people. We can't become a bunch of arrogant crazies. You know, once they collapse, we've got to actually deliver on the renaissance that I've been talking about. But Ted Malik, clearly the power structure hates Trump. Clearly he's not out to get people. Just having that is what's so revolutionary, that we're open for business. He understands what America is, the American system, the American system that the British Empire was scared of, all of it. They wanted monopolies. We were against monopolies. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but our idea is transcendent. When you talk about Trump being given to us by God, you see all these other populists being elected everywhere as well. This really is an amazing time to be alive. What is it about Trump that scares them so much? When you talk about God's hand in providence, undoubtedly that's what we're seeing. Can you speak to that?
Well, Trump is turning over the whole world order. He's turning over this globalist mentality. He's turning over the globalist institutions. He's putting America first again. That scares, frankly, all these people who are in the power structures. And it scares our own establishment, whether they're the Democrats or even the Republicans who are in the same party as the president. So I was there, as you were, at the inauguration when he gave that speech that day. And he basically said the problem is behind us. The people sitting behind us, the future and the possibility, the prospect is those of you in front of us, the American public. So, I mean, that's the enthusiasm. That's the excitement of this Trump era. And I think we just have to continue that. The president himself seems to have been curtailed a bit by some of the people around him, some of the bad choices, frankly.
Yeah, he's caught up in the swamp, but he's a manifestation of the awakening.
And he is carrying this on his own shoulders. So I hope he can surround himself with some other people who can lighten his burden and who can actually help him execute on
and
the
Ted,
plan.
You're right. Ted, you're right. He is still carrying out what he said he would do, but man, he's bringing some bad guys in around him. And I get keep your enemies closer, but what do you think is happening with that calculus?
I wish I had the full answer to that. When I talk to Steve Bannon and people like that, they admit to the original sin that they didn't have people to bring into the government, so they actually chose these people out of the RNC who were never Trumpers, who are...
It's like hiring Native American guides to take you into South Dakota in 1860. Exactly. You've got to hire guides that have been in Mordor.
You got it. You got it. You got to have people who are loyal to you, who are with you, who will watch your side, and I think he needs, frankly, a lot more of this. But let's not forget, this is, I mean, it's like the chime, I say this in the book, it's like the chime that chimed in Philadelphia on July 8th, actually, in 1776, when they read the Declaration of Independence to the people of Philadelphia for the first time. And they rang that bell, and the bell has, of course, the inscription from Leviticus 25 on it. And that says, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And I believe with this Trump presidency, we are at the point in time where that bell is ringing again, figuratively ringing again, and rearticulating our American sensibilities and our call to common sense.
Ted Malik, that is so beautiful. You're saying Trump is the new shot heard around the world, the new ring of the bell. This is the beginning of the take back. Don't expect instant gratification. Rejoice in the huge success and the manifestation of prosperity and everything we're already seeing.
We are at the beginning of that moment. And I think that he's already delivering. So all these criticisms you hear about the lack of legislation or he's not doing this or that, he's already delivering. He's going to change the Supreme Court. He's going to change the regulatory system.
And as you said, it's an example all over the world. Trump style, as you said, the world is salivating. They want the American system back. Ted Malik, the book Common Sense. Thank you so much for joining us. Wow, we'll be back. Thank you, sir. We've got Key Clip with Pelosi coming up.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
These conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
But to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
At that point, somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones. Well, they were looking for him and speaking with Eddie.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rapist.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars. InfoWars.
Right now, the war is the InfoWar.
You watch InfoWars?
I got a chant going.
Looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
This is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
You are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You are. You make decisions, the world changes. The bullying of the globalists is coming to an end. We've got new challenges ahead of us, though, and we're not out of this battle yet. We've turned the tide, thanks to God's good graces and your prayers. Here is Nancy Pelosi, and I don't celebrate people being senile. I love old folks. When they're awakened patriots, they're the best people, but when they're evil, they're really nasty. Like the Crypt Keeper, as I call her, Nancy Pelosi. So here is a cringeworthy compilation. Radio, it's really scary. TV, it's horrifying. So InfoWars.com/show if you want to watch the free feed as we simulcast the radio show. Here is the cringeworthy compilation.
Yesterday, we did not have the majority, but we have the gavel. Excuse me. We don't have the gavel. We don't have the... We have our own gavel. Mr. President, do you want me to start all over? What do the Russians have on you, politically, financially, or personally?
Which one of them? Could you look in their eyes today and tell them that they're expendable for another? another foreign person to have a nicer life. Which one would you like to say? You, a child, are expendable for someone else to come over here and not follow the law and have a nicer life.
I do want to say to you that in our sanctuary cities, our people are not disobeying the law. These are law-abiding citizens. It enables them to be there without being reported to ICE in case of another crime that they might bear witness to.
We've seen nothing that we can work, that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign.
And a lot of those people voted for George, for what's his name? The President of the United States. First he tries to charm you. President Bush tries to charm you. If that doesn't work, he tries to bully you. If that doesn't work, he walks away from the deal. And if that doesn't work, he sues you. Either we win, or whoever wins understands the priorities of the American people, and they are not with President Bush. Excuse me.
I'm
so sorry, President Bush. The Constitution does not say that a person can shout, yell wolf in a crowded theater. This week we saw cold, hard evidence of the Trump campaign, indeed the Trump family, eagerly intending to collude possibly with Russia, a hostile foreign power, to influence American elections.
We're trying to unite the country. Many of the president's supporters are just not ready to accept the fact that their judgment might not have been so great in voting for him.
I believe that it's a winner. And by the way, it's called the Affordable Care Act. It's called the Affordable Care Act. I know you didn't intend any compliment or derogatory, but it's called the Affordable Care Act. Affordable. Affordable. There's a reason. Affordable. 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 Affordable.
Well, we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
And hasn't that idea that you have to pass it before you know what's in it, isn't that really the problem as you look back on it? That there was such a rush to get this done, no Republicans voting for it, and now there are unintended effects of this that were foreseen at the time that you couldn't know the impact of it, and now this is coming home to roost.
No, I believe that Hillary Clinton is one of the best prepared people in our history to enter the Oval Office with her vision, her knowledge, her experience, her strategic thinking, her connection to the American people, and I think she has made that case. Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States. Take it to the bank.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
All right.
And we have to confer with the Qataris, who have told me over and over again that Hamas is a humanitarian organization.
Yeah, it's clear. It's clear. You don't want any answer. Just stop it now. Just stop it now. Just stop it now. Just stop it now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are a resistance.
And our story is on drudgereport.com. The establishment is throwing the Clintons overboard. Newswars.com, Kit Daniels' story. Elites move to sacrifice Clintons just like Weinstein. MSM setting up downfall of Clintons to make persecution of Trump not seem political. They're getting so desperate, they understand their hypocrisy now. So they think if they burn Weinstein and the Clintons, that somehow then we'll accept what they make up about the president. Listen, as Hank Williams said, moving on over. Because the fat dog's moving in.
You're listening.
Here it is. Turn it up.
Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in.
The answer.
This dog house here is my
tyranny is standing up to it.
And I know how it all.
And I'm just stating common sense things here.
Move it on over.
Drag it on over.
Drag it on over.
Move over, old dog, cause a
our new dog's moving in.
No wonder Pelosi and all these globalists think they're going to win. Think they're going to merge with computers and become gods. If you were a empty suit like she's been, she was a doddering idiot 30 years ago. We were just some nobody, some puppet. Well, you want to get perfected by merging with machines and becoming a god, don't you?
Because
you're a sack of garbage. Sack
it on over.
Move it on over.
Hold it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, nice dog, cause a mad dog's moving in.
Mad dog's moving in. You think we're afraid of you?
Warned me once, she warned me
twice. We were asleep.
Don't take no one.
You can almost call it like the Odin sleep.
Catch it on over.
And now the big dog's awake. And now it's not funny anymore, is it? Humanity's struggles collectively together are the instincts we have to resist this. And they got us mesmerized with that shiny, fancy television and that little flashing light and that strobe and that swinging piece of jewelry in front of our eyes. But as soon as we're not in that trance anymore, the old alligator, the old crocodile is going to reach out and, you know, they got baby shark, deet, 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 deet. They got mama shark, beep, 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 beep. Daddy shark, bomp, 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 bomp. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give the phone number out. A lot of other clips coming up. We're burning down the New World Order. Pull up a chair.
Change the lock on our front door and my door.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Song off the second Highwayman album, Silver Stallion.
I'm gonna steal me a Silver Stallion.
There's Chris Christopherson.
With not a mark upon his silky hide.
And teach him he can trust me like a brother.
Teach him he can trust me like a brother.
And one day, together, saddle up and ride.
One day we'll saddle up and ride.
And we're gonna ride. Maybe I should just host a country music show on XM.
We're gonna ride.
You know who that is? Johnny Cash.
Riding like a one-eyed Jack of Diamonds. The devil loves behind. We're gonna ride.
The devil's behind us. We're made in the image of God. We are the trailblazers. We are transcendent. And here's Waylon Jennings. I'm gonna find me a reckless woman.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman.
Razor blades and dice in her eyes.
Razor blades and dice in her eyes.
Just a touch of sadness.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Thunder.
Thunder and lightning in her thighs.
We're gonna ride, my friends.
And we're gonna ride.
An AI computer didn't have those men. An AI computer didn't sing those songs. An AI computer didn't build this planet and put us on it. So no, the construction of man is not humanity, and it's not the image of God. It's a toy that the image of God made. And the globalists know that. They want to teach you that you're weak, so that you can become depressed and controllable. I want to open the phones up specifically on these topics for first-time callers in the next segment. I'm somebody that's been accused of being negative. I've been accused of fear-mongering. I never intended to scare you. I thought you'd want to know what was happening. And I thought you'd want to tell me what was happening. You taught me more than I taught you. That's not condescension. That's truth. And we're having such victories now, I really want to ignore my gut and all the evidence I see and look for the attack. Look for what's on our six. Let me tell you something right now. I've looked at these candidates in the Czech Republic and in Austria. And I've looked at the candidates in Japan and the candidates in South America, in Brazil and other areas. And I've looked at the candidates in Asia. Southeast Asia, you name it. I've looked at the candidates all over the world and what's happened in Russia. And it is a rediscovery of humanity. And to watch them spin it, that Jeff Flake and all these other Republican senators are resigning and not running, Corker, because they're mad at Trump. That's like you finish last in a marathon because you give up 100 yards into it, and then you sit there and call the person that ran the marathon in record time a loser. I mean, it's like you're a joke. You have no standing, nothing to say. We've rejected you. You see the poll numbers. So instead of getting defeated in elections, you quit. And then you point your little sycophantic finger at us, and you have CNN try to face save like they do for themselves and go, hey, we're in the loser club. Let us just prop you up here for a minute. We'll just prop you up and say you're a kamikaze. Well, I can respect a kamikaze flying into the deck of a destroyer or a aircraft carrier or a battleship, but you didn't do that. You didn't physically do that. You already got your butt politically destroyed. So now you're claiming you died at the Alamo. That you're some type of kamikaze. You know, the Japanese sent over a plaque to the Alamo. They had similar cases of bases they wouldn't let me take over. And, you know, there are 300 type stories where, you know, 20 stood off 500 and died, or, you know, 180-something stood off 5,000. It's just like you bill yourself as a kamikaze, a guy willing to get in his airplane, say bye to his family, and fly in an aircraft carrier because you know you're losing. You can pair yourself to honorable men like that? You're pathetic. The truth is, people fighting the globalists, being ridiculed when there was no independent media, being absolutely crucified for 60 years with the kamikazes. But they didn't lose like the Japanese, sadly. And positively, from our own perspective, sadly for them. The kamikazes that came before us built the foundation of awakening that allows us to just walk up now and go through some trials and tribulations. But 30, 40 years ago, you talked about this stuff. They killed you. And they still do some. If they can scare you, it's like hit the clown metaphysically. If they can scare you, then they want to kill you. But they dine on your fear psychically. And so if you're not afraid, they don't want to eat you. You don't have the flavor. See, I'm throwing myself in the mouth of globalists because I want them to choke on me. See, I want to kill them. And how do you kill a vampire? You cut it off from its blood supply. And people say, oh, that's so honorable. That's so brave. Brave? You got a bunch of devil-worshipping pedophiles running rampant, and I'm brave because I want to fight them? I'm brave? No, I'd be brave to let some twisted sack of crap like that run my life. That's why don't ever thank me for what I did. The instinct, the spirit, is to resist these people. And once you realize it's not heroic to come up for air, it's not heroic to go after scum, it's not heroic, it's who we are, it's what we do, that is the victory right there. Once you go from thinking it's something special to it's something we do, it's easy to tear somebody's head off. It's hard to get up at 5 a.m. and take care of your family. It's easy to cheat and steal. It's hard to be honorable. But when you do it, and you pass over that threshold, and everything else is so good and so pure and so strong, and you say, how did we ever reject God when everything's been laid out for us? People say God's a sadist, God's the opposite, but God gave us free will. Because we are free creatures. We are real. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers. The total rout globally of establishment candidates. And some will be operative. Some will turn their back. Some will betray. But it doesn't matter. Because now the tide has turned. You lived it. By late October 2017.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
What it really is the InfoWars audience. I'm going to write your calls. I'm not going to belabor this. We need financial support. I'm spending every amount of money that's coming in to expand. Is that what's the right thing to do? When you buy T-shirts, books, films, water filtration, storable foods, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com, you make everything possible. The special on Brain Force Plus is gone, but it's still a great product, still very affordable. Anthroplex is amazing, 50% off. Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet, 50% off. Winter Sun, vitamin D3, totally absorbable, organic, take it under the tongue, that's 50% off. Those are the new specials at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. If you just joined us, I feel guilty celebrating this much because we still have corruption. We still have problems. We still have the malaise that's on the public. But we have turned the tide. And the globalists are in trouble. And they are totally panicked. And they are losing steam everywhere. And you've got the Clintons being flushed down the toilet by the establishment, a dollar short and a day late, a dollar short. there's a lot of stuff going on. You got the supposed Vegas shooter's brother getting arrested on child porn charges, record pedophile arrest going on, as we told you was coming. Elite moves to sacrifice Clintons, just like the Weinsteins, a Kit Daniels article. I haven't gotten this Corey Feldman announces plan to expose Hollywood pedophile network. I'm going to play that coming up. That's up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Prominent attorney, a former judge, blast MSM's campaign to blame Antifa violence on InfoWars. Yeah, that's the new thing. They're the ones saying kill cops, kill everybody. And now they got CNN and others saying, I'm making it up. Media Matters said that last week. Now CNN's parroting it. I mean, how pathetic. Like a Nazi collaborator tells them what to write. Media Matters puts it out and CNN puts it out. I mean, it's like, they could tell them horse manure was chocolate cookies, and they would run with it at Media Matters if Soros said so. It's just crazy. But right now, I want to go to your phone calls. We got Larry, Chris, Amy. Can you guys blow that up, the call screen deal? Because we don't screen calls, but I see your numbers up there. I mean, it's called the call screening board. We got my eyes are not as good as they used to be in these blaring lights. So we got Larry, Chris, Amy. Is that Bashley? I can't even read that. Is it Betsy? Okay. I guess these bright lights. Alexander and Reggie and many, many others. Toll-free number to join us is 877-89-ALEX. You've got the stupid actresses that get, I shouldn't say stupid, well-meaning people that are dumb enough to get in the orbit of the bushes and then wonder why their butts get grabbed. You've got that sexual assault stuff. I mean, what do you think some satanic 93-year-old demon goblin's going to do? I mean, that's what they do. So you've got all that news. But let me see. Larry in Mississippi, you're on the air up front. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's the first time I was able to get through. I've listened to you on and off for probably the last 10 or 15 years.
Well, you put up with an obnoxious creature, so thank you.
It just blows my mind how we can sit there and look at Jeff Sessions, who's a do-nothing. I wonder who's got something on him, because absolutely we need to fire-breathe the dragon at that thing right there. He's supposed to be the head lawyer of our country, and he's scared his own shadow. I don't know if you'd make him indict Bill and Hillary.
I agree. He had a good record in the Senate, and then now he is basically a slave of his deputy. When you have the former FBI director as a bag man with uranium, then paying for fake dossiers, everything they said about Trump and myself and everybody else is what they did. I mean, I have zero Russian connections, and it's all been proven, and then he just sits there. What do you think? I mean, obviously, I guess he's compromised. Maybe he has a mistress. I mean, what do you think it is?
I really don't know, but then whenever I heard on your show yesterday that Mueller was fronted $100 million from George Soros to get into an investment group, and that we know about that, but I don't know if the president knows about it yet or not. But
no, it's confirmed. He was supposed to have to make a $10 million investment to be part of it, and they just let him in. It's a $10 million payoff into a $100 million payoff. Oh, totally. Yeah, you're right. I mean, but again, why do you think they went Russia, Russia, Russia? Because as soon as they figured out Trump was going to maybe get in, they went, my God, we totally sold out to everybody.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's the big, it blows my mind that there's so many thieves and crooks in Washington. And it ain't just brought in by Obama, but Bill and Hillary and all the way back to George C.
That's right. But we haven't completely won yet, but, I mean, do you agree with me that we've turned the tide? I mean, what is it like to see globalism on fire, burning down everywhere?
Well, I like the idea that whatever Yonker made his statement to the United States, it troubled it off like, you know, water off a duck's back.
And, Yonker, whose family literally stole Luxembourg, the second richest Nazi family, his dad basically was Hitler's adjunct. He said, I'm going to get Trump. We're going to defeat you. I wonder how he's going to like it when we break the EU up in the next couple of years.
I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Total war. God bless you, Larry. Okay. Next up is Chris in California. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Fantastic show today, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
I agree. You know, as you said, the bell of God's justice has rung. And, you know, we have people like Donald Trump in the office and people like you who are moving forward. And, you know, it is time to burn down the new world order. As you say, Mr. Jones, I mean, there's so much more going on in the world.
I just lost that call. Man, I tell you, phones are worse than they've ever been. Let's talk to Amy in New Jersey. Amy, go ahead.
I feel bad for the people that were victimized by this Russian hoax, especially Roger Stone. I really think his legal bill should be reimbursed for by who perpetrated this.
Manafort's already had to spend $1 million because they demand like every document, every answer. He's got like 10 lawyers. I mean, they just destroy people. That's what they did.
Oh, the money. Mueller should return his salary. He should pay back all the money he drew back to the taxpayers. I think this is just an injustice. I called Devin Nunes today. I called his office just to give them encouragement. I think we need to keep encouraging them to go forward with this investigation.
That's right. Again, they're investigating Mueller and everybody now. That takes a lot of courage because Mueller is a knuckle dragon thug.
Well, please call the DOJ 202-514-2000 and press 4, option number 4, and leave a message and tell them to lift the NDA on the informant and tell them that you want justice for the American people.
Well, Congress can give sanctuary and immunity to any witness they want. They have, just like the president has, presidential power. They have a branch power. And so do the judges in the Supreme Court. They can waive agreement anytime they want.
Right, but the thing is, if we don't see anything happen, then I don't know why we have to follow the law. I really don't. So I just want Roger to, I was tweeting to Roger telling them that he shouldn't be having his bills sent to him. You know, he should really have some help.
I know his bills are like $500,000 right now. I mean, they are just, look, this really happened. They shot him with a gelatin dart, but it impacted on the surface, and he didn't get the full radiation dose. They said he got about 10% of a lethal dose. They shot him with a dart in his backyard. Then they tried to kill him in a T-bone accident. I mean, this is real, folks. People need to know this is not a game.
Well, I hope they pay his bills because he doesn't deserve this. That's all I have to say. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. I just love how it impacted on the surface. It's like just providence. Shot him with a radiation polonium dart and it didn't work. I mean, that's what I mean. It's just, it gets better. Who can make this up? You know, who can make any of this up happening? We'll be back with more phone calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. News Wars, newswars.com. They hate it when you spread that link.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, times, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody
folks, I'm not trying to be mean, but if you're watching us on TV, during the break we've got CNN, Fox News, all the establishment media on the control room. I saw Barbara Bush, one of the daughters, this is Jenna and Barbara. And you got to know that TV ads go 10, 15 pounds on you. She looks like Skeletor. And then she's like a scary doll. I saw Daria back there in the coffee room. We were back there getting coffee. I said, ooh, she looks creepy. She goes, yeah, she looks like a horror doll, like a female Chucky. Here, let's roll some of it. And you got to see it from the side, too. Go ahead and roll it for TV viewers. And then you look at her. I mean, it is just like skin is glued on to her skull. And it's just very, very frightening. Jenna, you know, looks like a woman. She doesn't. And then you got Perino. You got Perina over there. She looks pretty anorexic, but a little bit of muscle. I mean, is this just what they've done to women, as they've taught them to be like these Skeletors? I just keep seeing George W. Bush in her, though. There's nothing grosser. And the no Perino one around, too. It's just a disgusting woman. Disgusting people, seriously. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Wouldn't touch him with your 10-foot pole. But just look at that little narcissistic bobblehead. Ugh. 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 Wonder if the Bushes carried out their family trade on those girls. They probably passed over them, didn't they? They never pull a skull and bones on them. That's for other people's kids. We're going to go ahead and go back to your phone calls now. Let's go ahead and talk to Betsy in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
This is, I'm in Arizona.
Okay, I apologize.
I love your show.
Go ahead. Atlanta, Arizona looks the same on the board 20 feet away. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm, of course, in Arizona where Jeff Flake and McCain all reside. But there is something with the Bushes and the Mitt Romneys that while during the primaries I was researching that if you go to the stories on the Marriott family, they're supposedly the Marriott Mafia of the West that nobody gets to be president unless you shake their hands in Utah, you know. And what's happened, I looked up the board members and we've got the Romneys, we've got the Bushes all connected to this Western mafia that out here that puts
sure.
money
well, I mean,
behind.
I think Mormons overall are kind of latecomers to the whole power structure, and it's a diverse group of people. So, you know, in my experience, you've got a bunch of Mormons trying to appease the system by being leftist with Orrin Hatch and Mitt Romney, you know, to a certain extent. But I think Trump has upset the power structure. He got zero Goldman Sachs money. Sure, he brought in some Goldman Sachs folks because they have all the top finance people there. But he's been going against their agenda of deindustrialization. I know that Marriott is Mormon-owned, and I think that's why they don't have porn on their cable televisions. I think that's the difference. You can tell you're in a Marriott. You don't see it listed there. But, I mean, I'm not going to say there isn't a reprobate arm to the Mormons. I mean, you see a lot of the leadership of the Mormon Church is diametrically opposed to what they were just 50 years ago. What's your view on it?
Well, I think there's two groups in there. I think there's a lot of them are blinded by, you know, they're just following their religion. That's cool, whatever. But there is a powerhouse of money, and the powerhouse of money has to be fed by open borders and to bring in more people so that they can get more money. And they have.
It is true. Guess what state per capita? Obviously, New York or L.A. New York City, L.A. are the biggest cities. The states of California and New York have the highest level of welfare total. But per capita, Utah has more welfare than any other state. And it is true that folks in that state are working the welfare system. So it sounds like you know what you're talking about. So if you want to have a criticism of the Mormons, it's that they are milking the daylights out of the welfare system.
Absolutely. And if you look at the board members, you've got the powerhouse money people there that back McCain every year. He comes out and he'll say, oh, yeah, well, maybe we'll do something on the border. But they never planned ever to close that border.
Well, here's what happened. Mitt Romney didn't win and Donald Trump did. So here's the thing. People always say Jews are secretly funding me. Not the case. Or they say Catholics are. Every group thinks it's one group running things. It's bad people involved taking over different organizations that combine together. And that's actually what the Mormons talked about. It's true. I remember reading about it. An evil combination of evil people within big, powerful groups. That's the group is those evil people within other groups that combines the new supergroup. I just think it's very dangerous to just point at a group and say they're all bad when it's diverse. But what you say about milking the system and stuff is true, and it's not following Mormon dogma or Mormon canons to be self-sufficient to be doing that. But I guess they're judiciously milking that program so they can be their own independent system. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think that what we have is we have a powerhouse of money that wants to keep open borders for their own sake, and it's nothing against their religion or anything. I'm not
sure. I mean, it's true that the fastest growing place in the world for Latter-day Saints is Mexico, and so yeah, it's the Mexicans have taken to it like you name it. So I mean that is going on. Hey, if we bring in Mexicans and they become free market Christians, I say bring me more Mexicans. My issue isn't their skin color. It's the ideology the Ford Foundation is putting into them. But I agree. If the Mormons are being infiltrated by the Ford Foundation, which is really what happened, well, then it's the Ford Foundation by another name. I mean, the Mormon church is unrecognizable from what it was 50 years ago. They would say that's a progressive thing. I would say when it came to actual dogma and family and things, it's the opposite of the globalist model. And you could say an extreme opposite. I'm not endorsing some of the more extreme breakaway, you know, sects of it. It's just that you can take something that's like so opposed to the globalist model that it's way over here in, you know, right field versus over here, what it's becoming or trying to become. Is that through acceptance, or is that the Mormons playing along, trying to infiltrate? Because I know the FBI, CIA, you name it, it is the most overrepresented group for a tiny minority. What do you think?
I think it is. I think that the whole anti-Trump, no, never Trumpers were led, and they were, if you notice, Ted Cruz, he at the time, I'm not saying now, but in the primaries, he met most of his times when he had to, you know, come see.
No,
Ted,
I understand.
Cruz.
Was it, they had that CIA guy out there trying to like have the faithless electors? No, I mean, it's a good point. There's definitely a globalist faction in the Mormons. I'll tell you a great story about the Mormons. The Mormons are powerful because they understand genetics, and they're not like eugenicists that want to kill everybody. But they study genetic bloodlines, and then they actually go out and recruit people as a job to have a lot of kids because they think that genetic bloodline is going to save everybody. I mean, separate story, my dad's a Baptist, my mom's a Methodist. The Mormons approached my dad when he was at UT, even in high school, doing Plan 2 stuff. He was already in college and high school, and they offered him money and everything just to become Mormons and have kids, and it was because they'd done the genealogy. But, I mean, that's what you do. I mean, if you want to be dominant, you go, okay, well, you know, these are people that founded Texas, founded America, you know, won all the major wars. That's who you're going to get. So you understand, it's a copy. That's what genetics is you're like basically everybody before you moving forward. And so like a pit bull fighters, they go get like the pit bulls that win all the fights. Well, you get the puppies from those that win the fights because that's what's going to win the fight. So, yeah, the Mormons are involved in just like super wild stuff. And they obviously know what they're doing because they're like 0.2% of the population or something, and like are like taking over. So that's a whole other Mormon discussion. You know, that's a whole other area. I just let's say this: the Mormons know how to see something before it appears. Because I never saw conspiracies or anything when I was early on, but I noticed. Early on, a lot of my sponsors weren't Jewish or Vatican, like everybody said. No one's ever said this. It was actually Mormons. But I guess, like, I'm anti-globalist, want us to be prepared. You know, they're big in the Constitution. It was Mormons. I'm not a Mormon. I don't have any family that's Mormon other than, I guess, my cousin's mother's sister. She's Mormon out in Salt Lake City. It's just all I can be is honest about this. And I just... It's a crazy thing, and I haven't ever been to a Mormon church. I haven't ever been to one of their temples. I haven't been behind the veil, so I don't know what goes on there, even though I know everything, because I've already dialed into the real world, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Betsy, very interesting point. Went off into Mormons there. A few more calls, and Paul Joseph Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's London, England. Straight ahead in hour number 4. It's an act of rebellion against tyranny. To spread the links, newswars.com. Newswars.com.
You're listening to The Alex.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.